You are welcome to Faith to Faith broadcast. Enjoy the dynamic teaching ministry of Pastor Tibby Peters, the President of Renaissance Assembly Incorporated. This message will take you from where you are to where you ought to be.
Taking the message of faith around the world by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hear the call. Seize the voice. Fight the fight. See the vision. Seize the moment. Take your place. Fulfill the tasks. Seize the moment. Finish the course. All things are yours. All things are possible. Tarry not. This is the appointed time. These are your inheritance moments. Time for new beginnings, multiple accomplishments, and everlasting harvest. Keep your clouds full of rain. Let it rain. Take the good news everywhere, in season and out of season. Extend, expand, and establish. Hold on. Then rise. Did you hear that? Hold on. Extend, expand, and establish. I thought it was finished. He said, after that, then rise, shine, and reign. Let Christ be Lord to you. Let Christ be Lord through you. You will hear good news and see good things. Welcome to good things.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Healings are taking place. You came here with any kind of infirmity. Place your hand just where it is. If it's somewhere you can't touch, put your hand on your head. The very air around you carries healing power. The skin infection is gone. That skin infection is gone. Migraine is gone. Splitting headache, gone. Blocked nostrils opens. Healings are taking place. Bone conditions are being addressed in the name of Jesus. Bone conditions being addressed by the power of God. Healings are taking place. The power of God is here. Someone is receiving. Someone is receiving as I speak. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The tremors you have on your hands, it comes to an end now. The tremors stop now. Hearing sound from that ear now. Shibaranos. That stiffness in your spine is gone. You begin to do what you couldn't do. Materializes now in the name of Jesus, and that pain goes now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in your body in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. You spirit of infirmity, you have no place in that body. You can hear me now. Leave. Come out of that body now in the name of Jesus Christ. Healings. Do what you couldn't do. I want to take testimonies before I get to the next floor. Do what you couldn't do. Amen. Do what you couldn't do. Do what you couldn't do. If you sense and you just received a miracle, walk out from your chair to the aisle. Keep singing. Walk out to the aisle. Hallelujah. Walk out. Just walk out now. Pastors, position yourself. If you just received a healing, check yourself. The only way you will know is to check yourself. Walk out to the aisle. Hallelujah. Let's just take a few testimonies. Glory to God. Just a few testimonies.
Kobaraneshiros. Tesu Mathu Sebre Sebredish.
Walk out, walk out. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Just walk out now. Walk out. Do what you couldn't do. Do what you couldn't do. We already have testimonies. Sing that. You were just about to sing a song. Were you about to sing a song?
Yes.
Let's sing it. I just take a few, just a few. But come, check yourself, come out.
Something.
If you're online and you have a testimony, send it. Straightens.
Amen. Amen.
When you open your eyes and look at the mirror, you will discover that they are straight.
Hallelujah.
The power of God is at work.
Hallelujah.
Can this sit for a moment?
Yes, Pastor.
Please sit.
We have several testifiers here tonight. Hallelujah. God is doing a quick walk in our midst. We have Godwin Victoria from Benin here. She's super excited about what God has done for her.
Yep.
She said for 2 weeks she has been having pain in her abdomen.
Yeah.
It was not allowing her bend down.
Yes.
You know, let's see that what you can do now. Now, but immediately she said she couldn't tell anyone.
She
but as you prayed, she just tried to do what she couldn't do.
I was sitting down. Despite the fact that I was sitting down, I could still sense the power. Then immediately you started praying, I just stood up. And those pains are gone.
Hallelujah. What is her name again?
Victoria.
Victoria Godwin from
Victoria
Benin.
Godwin. Are you excited?
Something happened.
She's singing, something happened.
Something happened to her.
Something happened.
Hallelujah.
This is what we call something. It met her where she was seated. No physical hand touched her. But the power of God met her and touched her where she was seated. I didn't tell her to go. Come, Victoria. I love it when people experience the power of God for themselves. Can you tell that this is the power of God?
Yes, it is really the power of God because I was not feeling myself. The atmosphere was different. I was feeling cold. The cold was so much. I'm this kind of person. I don't sit down. But I just have to hold myself and sit down. Immediately I got up. I said, let me just try this. And I'm not feeling those pains again.
Oh, we give you praise. May you never lose this reality. May the memory of this experience remain in your heart. In the name of Jesus, I call you blessed. You're going back to being a different person. Celebrate Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Actually, let's you have something there. Another Victoria. We can't hear her properly. Please test the mic before you give it to, yes. Since yesterday. There's a problem with the mic. Why is it making that noise?
So,
I don't know whether it's that mic or...
Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So Victoria has been having pain behind her neck since yesterday.
Yes.
And she couldn't flex the neck.
Yes.
But as you prayed, I said, do what you couldn't do. She started flexing the neck and there's no pain anymore.
No pain.
The pain is completely
gone.
Do
what you couldn't do.
Hallelujah.
And there's no pain. Celebrate Jesus everywhere. Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have a testimony from Blessing Obamano that 4 years ago, she fell.
Years.
And then she had injury in her arm. She couldn't even raise her hand any longer.
Yes.
Now, I remember one of the One Word from God program we had.
Yes.
She got healed.
Yes.
But she said she fell again.
Oh.
And now she, you know, the arm became stiff again.
She fell on the arm.
She fell on the arm again. But now she can flex it.
Amen.
As you prayed again, God is a generous God. He has done it the first time. He's willing to do it again. We give God praise.
Satan will not damage what God wants to do in your life. May God preserve you. In Jesus' name.
Anthony came here with pain in his nose as a result of boils.
Boils?
Yes. He said it was difficult to even touch his nose.
Is it in the nostrils?
In the nostrils.
Yes.
Severe pain. He couldn't even place his hand on his nose. But after the prayer, just now, he's
just now,
Pastor,
just
he's able
now.
To press, touch, flex the nose, do whatever he wants to do with it.
Yeah, praise God.
You are healed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right where you were.
Yes.
The power of God met you.
Yes, sir.
Can someone rejoice?
Yes. Pastor, there's a testimony from Amakri here.
Yes.
He's been having pain in his spine since last week and also a stiff neck. As a matter of fact, today he was at the medical convention clinic.
Yes.
They're giving prescriptions. But while you were ministering, the pain is gone. The stiff neck is gone. He's instantly healed.
The stiffness is in the neck.
Yes.
Then what was on the spine? Pain. Gone. How do you know it's gone? You couldn't do this without feeling the pain. Now you can do this. Amen.
Praise God. There's a testimony from Blessing here from Benin. Blessing says she has been having toothache for 2 years. And she went to the hospital.
Hold on.
2 years.
2 years means since 2022.
Yes. She went to the hospital and there's a hole in the tooth.
Yes.
So they are supposed to extract it.
Yes.
But she has not been able to. So she has lived with the pain till today.
You don't mean it.
Yes. She has been living with the pain. And even today, right in the service, the pain was there. But as you ministered, the pain is completely gone from that tooth.
What,
she's not
what
feeling
parts?
The pain. The left lower molar of this side. Pain. And the tooth is supposed to have been extracted because there's a hole in the tooth.
Yes.
But it has not been extracted. But right here in the service, the pain is
now,
gone.
Now, are you sure? Hold on. Are there not times where you don't feel the pain?
Yes, I still feel it every time.
Is there every time?
Yes.
Oh. So, this is unique to you. She's crying. No, what I'm trying to find out is that maybe there are times where the pain is relieved. And maybe this is just one of those moments. But the pain is gone.
Amen.
Why are you crying?
I'm just dressing.
She's just rejoicing.
She's just rejoicing.
Tears of joy.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's rejoice with her. Amen.
Pastor Esther here from Abuja,
Abuja
has been having nasal congestion.
Whoa.
She's been, her nose has been blocked.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, she almost didn't come for convention because of the fever and all the resulting pain.
Yes.
But today, as you were ministering, she was instantly healed. Her nose is clear. She has been breathing fine.
The congestion is gone.
Yes, sir.
And there was a word for that. Is that not amazing to you? So Jesus is here. Amen. Celebrate Jesus again. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Yes.
Pastor Clement here has been having pains on his left wrist.
Yes.
And it's been on for a while.
Yes.
But as you started ministering, the pain is gone. He can flex his wrist. He can flex his hand.
He can flex
the pain
the
is
wrist.
Gone instantly.
And he can wear more wristwatches. It's gone. Wow. Are you surprised? You were expecting it. You wanted to be healed. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Pastor Salvation from Abuja City.
Yes.
She had malaria and she was sick and almost didn't come for convention.
Yes.
Even all through the journey. But as you were ministering, she was instantly healed. She's fine. All the symptoms are gone. She's healed.
Right in the meeting.
Yes, sir.
Strength was infused back into you.
Yes, sir.
You have to enjoy convention.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
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 Also, me from Abuja City.
I'll just take
she
a
had
more.
A migraine, sir.
Migraine.
The word was given.
There was
migraine.
A word for that.
Yes, sir. And she's instantly healed.
Gone.
Gone.
What? Where were you feeling the pain? That way. And it's gone. And it stays that way in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Are you ready for me?
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Now you mentioned something about cross eyes.
Cross eyes.
Hallelujah. And thank God here. He started by saying he couldn't see very well. He can see, but he can't see. It's like he's seeing, he's crossing.
Yes.
So I asked him, it's a squint, but we call it half past four.
Yes.
You know? So I'm looking at him right now. And I can't, he said, yes, he has it. And this is Moses Francis. Moses Francis said, yes, he had a squint. But I'm looking now, and I can't appreciate the squint anymore. And so he says he can see clearer. He can see better.
Hold on. That was the last word that was given.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who knows you? You know him.
There are plenty that knows him.
What?
There are plenty that knows him.
You are plenty that know him.
And all of us that knows him, we came to church today.
All of the
yes.
All of you that know him came.
Yes, we came to church today.
So what is different?
Like, I've been noticing him when he was driving. When he's driving,
yes.
He will, like, click his eye to look very well to drive.
Okay.
And after you just ministered about his eye, he was not telling me that. He's not feeling that symptoms again.
Yeah.
And if I look at him, it's as if he has asked past four.
Yes.
But I'm not seeing it here again.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Wow.
Pastor Portu knows him.
You know him too?
Yes, sir.
I recognize him. He's the one that normally drives them from Abloma sometimes.
Yes.
So I recognize the eyes. And now I can't see it again. It's straight.
Wow. Wow. To God be the glory. I want to close.
Pastor, we have a testimony. God is
God
not done
you.
With us. Amen.
God bless you.
6 years pain as a result of ulcer. Disappeared here.
6 years.
6 years. He said the pain had been there for 6 years because of the ulcer he had. And he feels the pain constantly. But after the prayer, he has been pressing. I have helped him to press. We have touched. We have done everything. He said he cannot feel the pain anymore.
Wow. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Let me close with this. Amen.
Praise God.
We'll take testimonies another time. Can you lift your hands everywhere and bless the name of the Lord and magnify Him and exalt Him? Oh, we give you praise. Can we just thank God for these testimonies? Give me a song. Just give me a song. Just for a minute. Seated. Tonight, I bring you glad tidings of good things. Are you ready for tonight? Tonight, you would have to catch your own. Your word is coming. Your answer is coming. Your solution is coming. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Pray in tongues for a minute. Kodmele boshida pratia da silosh. Shoprende ke pratietos e brotos alabros pregadietos. Shipende ke pratona mahanda blados ke plediro pregadietoso. Zetele pratianda dadasito se brediga zatairos. Jopretina angri di sopredos ke predieroso. Manda kasile bratonama zete merudaba zete pratonama ziete rata bara kasile zugedus rede kasile bras zekreto marunama celebroso lebrondo coparero zbregadiete bredesco zeplendo copreto celebron bragadish lebrondo copratiato zebrati zepreto celebrondo brediata zeto prato celebronzo lecrete silabata zekreto celebrondo bradiato zeke tuma rabataya Berondo prerobroso brigadiata, Lebrondo copratiata, sile grediata, Zopando coproto celebro brigadietos. In Jesus' name. Tonight, let your word find room in someone's life. Let someone receive light today. Thank you for what you've started. And we yield to you completely. In Jesus' name. My opening text this evening will be Matthew chapter 10, verse 41. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 41, I'd like us to read it together. One to go. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Tonight is the night of the prophet's reward. It's the night of the prophet's reward. You see, one of the most important things about salvation is that when you get born again, the Bible says you are born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit means that you have now been invited into the realm of the supernatural. Let me put it better. You've now been legally invited into the realm of the supernatural. Don't be mistaken. There are instances of people that have dabbled with the supernatural, but not legally. And what we say not legally means that they are not doing it by Christ. And the scriptures tell us about experiences of individuals that tampered with the supernatural, but it was not from God. Amen. Amen. But here, when you get born again, you have been invited into that realm legally. Permit me to say this. Nobody is permitted to function in the physical world without a body. The reason why demons can't function here is because they don't have bodies. So they need a body to function. So for any spirit to function on the earth, it needs expression through a human body. If the spirit tries to function on earth without a human body, it's an illegal operation. Amen. Amen. It's an illegal operation. So, for someone to legally function here, he has to be born into this physical world. In the same way, for someone to legally function in the spirit realm, he has to be born into the spirit realm. If he wasn't born into the spirit realm and he's trying to function in the spirit realm, it is illegal. That's why it's called a craft. Witchcraft. Amen. That means he learnt it outside of Christ. Amen. Are we together? But now, because of what Christ had done for us, we are now invited to legally function in the supernatural. Take advantage of the supernatural. Because this world that God created, this physical world, no matter how, God already knows that there are imperfections in this world. What the supernatural helps to do is to close the gaps that are created by our imperfections. Amen. The world was never designed to totally function without interferences of the supernatural from time to time. There are interferences that have happened that none of us knew about. It's when we meet the Lord, he will tell you this is what he did in 1948. This is what he did in 1986. Are you understanding me? Because nobody knew about it, but God intervened. How do we know that? In Genesis 11, we saw a group of people come together to build a city and a tower. And the Bible said God was watching. Do you know if you ask the people, they don't know what happened. They might have a political explanation for why they didn't finish the tower. Amen. They will say we had a clash. It was because of this guy. It was this party. It's the Republicans that caused this problem. It's the Democrats that caused the problem. They will explain it politically, but the Bible revealed to you and I that God came and scattered their language. That was an intervention of the supernatural. I want to announce to you that the supernatural has been intervening since then. And I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice, in this season of your life, you will enjoy the intervention of the supernatural, the interference of the supernatural. Now, that thing that happened, I said, if a man does not have spiritual insight, he will not understand that it is
an intervention. He will just explain it as something that happened to them in their time. Maybe if you go to the history books, they will say there was a time we were trying to build a tower and then we had a misunderstanding and we all went our separate ways. Somebody might even say, this guy refused to, I was talking to him, he was not listening to me. And he walked away from me, not knowing that the guy did not understand what he was saying. Are you with me? So why does that happen? Because God has an agenda. Amen. Are you listening to me? God has a plan. He has a purpose. And there are principles for that, those purposes to be established or fulfilled. And when it begins to go out of course, he has to intervene. Amen. Are you listening to me? He has to intervene. This supernatural of which we speak, right from Bible days, Genesis, we find that God had instituted how it will be administered. Glory to God. That the supernatural, the major way the supernatural will be administered will be through the priesthood and through the prophetic. Glory to God. And if you look through all through the scriptures, you will see both all the time. For example, if we look at Genesis, we might not even understand that something was going on. But the priesthood had been in Genesis. Glory to God. I read to you in the morning when we were reading about Melchizedek. Is that not so? And then the scripture told us that Abraham met Melchizedek. And he told us he is the priest of the Most High God. So we saw priest. And so you could assume that the only thing that was happening that time was, so there was a priesthood in Abraham's time. But yet, there was the prophetic in Abraham's time. How do we know? Abraham himself was the prophet. So that meeting you saw was the prophet and the priest. Hello. As a matter of fact, Abraham is the first character in scripture referred to as a prophet. Put up Genesis 20 verse 7. He is the first character directly mentioned as a prophet. Of course, in later portions of scripture, we heard names of other folks. But here in Genesis 20 verse 7, read with me. It said, now therefore, God was the one speaking. Restore the man his wife. For he is... No, I don't like the way you're saying it. Let's read again. One to go. Now therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet. And they say, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die. Thou and all that are dying. Hello? I don't know what those people that don't believe in angels again will say. But this one, God was the one saying. Amen. Are you listening to me? God was the one speaking to Abimelech. Amen. A man that took the wife of Abraham. I wouldn't even say he took her. Abraham released her. Amen. But God will not take it. And God intervened. That was an interference. I pray that you will enjoy those kind of interferences. By the time you go back from convention, you will see that God has intervened. God has interfered. And so, in Genesis 14, we see a priest. In Genesis 20, we see that the priest met a prophet. So we see those two streams were available in Abraham's life in his own time. This was way, way before the law, pre-law. Then during the institutionalization of the law, we saw that what did God do? God raised a prophet and attached a priest to him in Aaron. Are you with me? So there was Aaron and Moses. Meaning that in every setting, for it to be complete, for these streams to be consistent, there was always the priest and the prophet. All through Israel, they always had a high priest. Remember, But there will always be a prophet. Are you with me? There's always a prophet. Samuel grew up in Eli's house. Eli was priest. Samuel, prophet. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, meaning that God's system of administering the supernatural is majorly through the priesthood and the prophetic. Praise the Lord. There have been instances where people did not have direct access to priesthood. Somehow they were sustained by the prophetic. Amen. Yeah. We live in a time where believers need to be made to understand that in your walk with God, you need the priesthood. You need the prophetic. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need it. I've heard people say, oh, after I got born again, I read my Bible by myself. I just worship the Lord when I worship. I just do how the Lord is leading me. I don't need anybody to help my faith. The Holy Ghost doesn't think so. Amen. He doesn't think so. We need to keep teaching this generation to honor those two streams of the supernatural. There are certain things that you are expected to do for yourself based on your direct relationship with God. Amen. As a Christian, to practice your faith, but it doesn't change the fact that you need the gifts of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so God created a system. You call it church, but it's a system to ensure that you can enjoy the priesthood and the supernatural and the prophetic. In the early church, we had even Jesus, you know, listen, when Jesus walked the face of this earth, people related to him, they drew the supernatural in his life either through priesthood or through, when I say priesthood, I also mean the covenant. Amen. So when Bartimaeus called on Jesus, he called him Son of David. It's a covenant name. Amen. It was covenant he was initiating, activating there. Son of David. It was the priesthood. And Jesus responded to him. In the case of the woman that had been bound 12 years, he called her the daughter of Abraham. It's still covenant. Amen. But when the woman at the well met him, she's not part of covenant. She entered as prophetic. I perceive that thou are a prophet. She still received. The centurion is not a Jew. He connected through the prophet. Say, speak. You don't have to come to my house. Speak. It's the prophetic. The woman with the issue of blood, in her case, she touched the hem of his garment. Those are things that people did. Amen. So even Jesus, as he walked the face of the earth, he administered the supernatural through those streams. Jesus is still administering the supernatural through the priesthood and through the prophetic. That's why a believer can open his scripture to Isaiah 53 and meditate on Isaiah 53 from verse 1 to 5 and receive healing by himself. That is priesthood walking. But the same way, a believer can come for a meeting like this and a word will come and say, there's somebody here. That's the prophetic. Are you with me? Don't despise anyone. As a matter of fact, Paul was writing to the Thessalonians. He said, despise not prophesying. What he was trying to say, hey, you know, there's a way you could be. You start leaning on one thing. So it took time to explain to the Corinthian church how this supernatural works. The gifts of the Spirit. Now concerning the things of the Spirit, I will not have you ignorant. Then he said, the manifestation of the Spirit. He began to talk about this administration that comes through men. Amen. someone can study God's word and get principles of prosperity from the word of God and go to put it to work, his business starts doing well. But somebody can be called and words are spoken and a door will open for him. Both of them are legitimate. And I say that they are like the left and right leg. You need both. Don't stand on one. But I understand that what Satan has tried to do in the life of some believers is that he tries to damage one stream. So you say, well, me, it's just me and my God. I don't listen to any man of God. He has closed one stream for you. I don't listen to any man of God. No, I don't say, all of them are fake. Only Jesus is real. So I plug direct. This man that is a direct plugger, if you check him upon all the plane crashes that he has had, he doesn't fly direct. He still uses the airline. Amen. So the only place where he employs that his idea and philosophy of direct is in the things of the spirit. I don't believe in doctors. Have you not heard testimony of people? Oh, our brother, our sister, someone died in the hospital out of neglect. Amen. Negligence. You say, no, I'll be treating people by myself. I'll treat myself by myself. I just discovered that I have appendicitis. So I'm going to carry out surgery on myself. Because I don't trust any doctor. No matter how many people died in the hospital, you still look for the original hospital. Is that not so? They say, people died in this hospital. When you check, after a while, you now say, they say, so even here, two people died. They say, it will not happen to me in Jesus' name. You still stayed. I remember when I told the story of a fellow that was complaining that he doesn't go to church anymore because there are fake churches all over the place. And we met somewhere. As I was looking at him, I saw he was putting on a designer, a brand and something quite loud. So I mentioned it and I said, do you know there are many fake so-and-so? I mentioned the brand. He said, yes, there are. All over the place. You know, I don't even know what these guys are. He had forgotten our conversation. He was talking about the fake brand. I said, but how come you are still wearing? He said, no, I look out for the original one. I said, good. If there are many fake designer outfits, you still take time to know the original, to buy the original. Why are you not applying it in your spiritual life? But you know what I found out? It is him that is fake. You are not a believer, you are the fake. If you are not the fake, you will find the original and stay with it. This is a popular statement. There cannot be a fake if there is no original. Praise the Lord. If there is a fake, it means there is an original. In Nigeria here, have you ever seen a fake 10,000 naira note? 10,000. Have you ever seen? Why? Because there's no 10,000 naira note. In America, have you seen a fake $1,000 bill? $1,000 bill. Have you ever seen it? Why? Because there's no $1,000 bill. But the moment they start producing that denomination, you will see a fake. There has to be original for them. So anytime you see fake, it means that there's an original of this thing. Glory to God. Are you with me? So stop giving yourself those excuses. Drink from the priesthood. Drink from the prophetic. So we see 2 Chronicles 20:20. He says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Now he said, believe in God. Direct. Plugger. Then it says, believe in his prophets. I quoted 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in his prophets, the part B, so shall ye prosper. He was introducing the priesthood and the prophetic to you. The same way you believe in the priesthood. The one that established the priesthood is the one that established the prophetic. So, there are some people that lean on one more than the other. No, both of them must be in your life. There are some people that, they never read their Bible. They don't even go to any church. He's just looking for man of God. Professor, are you a man of God? Professor, speak into. They will never read their Bible. They don't go to church. They are not serving the Lord. Their priesthood is switched off. Are you listening to me? They only survive by prophetic. So that even makes them meet wrong people. That will not make any demand. Listen, the demand of doing the right thing. If you meet a right prophet, he will make a demand of you doing the right thing. He will not just release gifting in your life. He would make you demand. He would demand for the right thing. They will ask you some questions. A woman came to meet me. She had issues with her husband. And then she came to me. And she said, I want you to pray for my husband. I want him to... She was having an issue that there was a woman in her husband's life. So I said, okay. So I said, well, is your husband born again? You know, I didn't know her before. Someone introduced us. So she said, well, I don't have problem. There are many women in his life, but this, the only one I want God to remove is that one particular one. One particular one. So at that point, me, I was not confused. As the conversation went on, I said, what does she do? So she was telling me her business. I later found out that she runs a brothel where they keep prostitutes. And so it is one of those women that is on her husband's case. So I said, back to sender. Amen. Are you understanding me? I don't know how to explain it to you. So now, I can't just pray for you. I have to advise you. Amen. I have to counsel you. Are you listening to me? So there are people that lean more on the prophetic. And they have nothing going on in their practice of faith. No relationship with God. Amen. Maybe they are born again, but they are not servicing that relationship. There's no vital relationship with God. When they have problem, they have different prophets' phone numbers. Who will be helping me last time? Prophet A. Let me call B this time. Prophet B. Hey, there's problem. Oh. Prophet C. There's problem. Oh. Sometimes you send text to all of them. Amen. You have a community, what they call a group, a broadcast group of all the prophets. You won't achieve much that way. There will be a big gap in your life that way. And if you are here and that's how you've been functioning, please receive light today. There are people like that. They go to a church, but they are not involved. One of the greatest ways that you can attend to your priesthood is by being involved in local church. Apart from your personal devotional life. Because when you are in a local church, one of the responsibilities of our priesthood is winning souls. Amen. Interceding for the lost. Amen. Are we together? It's part of our priesthood. That's what makes us priests unto God. So that area must be functional. And then we have those that lean on the priesthood. They are the ones that say, have you not heard the latest scandal of that man of God? Scandal of men of God did not start today. Men of God has been scandalized. And we keep being scandalized, but God will still call men. Your experience, your bad experience with a man of God will not make God to stop calling men and still using the one that you had a bad experience with if he repents. The program of God is not going to stop. Because the program of God was designed that it must be expressed and actualized through men, not through angels. God had tried angels. It didn't work. He came to men. He has settled with men. Hello. So if you have a problem with prophets, you really have a big problem because they're going nowhere. Glory to God. So me, I just read my Bible. I don't follow anything. I don't follow anything. I don't follow any man of God. I follow my Jesus. But you'll be surprised that if you actually follow your Jesus, one day he will point you. Follow Pastor T.B. Peters. He will point you in that direction. How do we know that? Jesus did that. Remember Paul, formerly known as Saul? Saul met Jesus in the encounter. Right? Acts chapter 9. Am I correct? He met Jesus. And Jesus appeared to him. There was a great light. That was an encounter. All of us are still enjoying that encounter. So it's a genuine encounter. Then after meeting Jesus, he became blind. The Jesus that made him blind did not heal him. Hello. The light that came, he was blind. Sir, you dey go. Jesus, he dey go. Imagine somebody, I was seeing before I met Jesus. Now I met Jesus, I'm blind. They guided him by the hand and said, now go to this guy, amen, Ananias. He will lay hands on you, amen. So Jesus sent him to a man. Jesus still sends his children to men. Let me say it again. Jesus still sends his people to men. I could imagine him going and say, why are you not doing it by yourself? Because he had put that gift in somebody. And Jesus believes in what he had set up on the earth. Classic example of the need for the prophetic. So he goes to the man, and the man lays hands on him. The Bible says, scales! Today, scales will fall from someone's eyes. Scales fell from his eyes, and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. What if he said, no, I'm not going to meet any man, me and Jesus alone. Paul would not have written all these things we're reading. He would be the blind man that had an encounter with Jesus. Blind man that had an encounter with Jesus. He'll be explaining the encounter. When he finishes, he says, hold my hand and carry me. Because he refused to go where Jesus sent him. Again, not far from there, in Acts chapter 10, we see again an angel appear to a man called Cornelius. The angel was coming from God. Why didn't he come with the answer that the man needed? The man wanted to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But this administration, this man is not part of the covenants. The only way I can help him is to direct him to the prophetic. He said, look, hold on. Go and send for a man called Peter. Let him come to your house. He will show you things of how you'll be saved. And then the same message goes to Peter. And Peter comes. While Peter was yet speaking, that means the supernatural was looking for expression, looking for expression. It could not break out until a man showed up. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them, Acts 10:44, fell on all them that heard him. Why did it happen the day before? Why did it happen the day before that day? Because the man has not come. There is such a thing as the administration of the supernatural through the prophetic. Glory to God. And every believer must learn how to take advantage of it. Every man of God is not your man of God, but there's a man of God over your life. Because God runs a government. Everybody say a government. The Bible says, the government shall be upon the shoulder of Christ. And of the increase of that government and of peace, there shall be no end. There is a government. That means there is a structure. Don't think everything is scattered. No, it's not scattered. It's your sight that is scattered. In the realm of the spirit, there is order. He knows who he placed here. He knows who he gave authority and who he did not give. The Lord knoweth those that are his. He knows those he sent and those he didn't send. Praise the Lord. In certain matters, he knows who to call for what. Why was it Peter they sent for? That was the man that he wanted to carry out that assignment. Send for Peter. What if Cornelius said, I don't like Peter's doctrine. I don't really like Peter's doctrine. Peter is always behaving like he's a chosen. I don't like him. I prefer. You will stay there. Oh. Like, don't go for the one that is chosen. Amen. Hallelujah. Peter is a chosen. In case you didn't know. I think we should start our own. I am a Renaissance. Let's cause more trouble. I'm a Renaissance. Who are you? That thing they are doing, that's taking advantage of the prophetic upon their ministry. Some of them might not understand all the things, but when they make that statement, the power of God, the angels assigned to their assignment will speak, will manifest. You think we'll see miracles? You will see miracles. We will see signs and wonders in our time. That people will be angry. They say, we know that it happened, but we're angry. Why would this kind of thing be happening? It's because they're afraid of that kind of thing happening that they're angry. So if Peter, that was arrested and thrown into prison, comes out and tells you, I'm a chosen, I saw the prison open, you will say no. But I'm not inside. You know the miracle that happened? There are several gates they opened of their own accord. Even Peter thought he was dreaming. Until he came out from the place and found out that, what is happening here? That means that even Peter was surprised at the miracle. Listen, may you receive surprising miracles. I speak over you in the name of Jesus. Miracles that will surprise you will break out upon you. Break out upon you. Every household here. Surprising miracles. Surprising miracles. In the name of Jesus. Watch. We are living here, and when we go, there will be in our midst miracles that will shock us. Imagine someone say that, you know, is this issue of being teleported? It didn't start with anybody. Philip, the Bible said the Spirit caught him away. Then somebody saw him here. They just saw him in Port Harcourt. The next thing, he was walking on the streets of New York. And then he did live from New York. Say, I'm in New York. He said, I lie. I saw you now, this Johnson. I say, yes, so. I opened toilet and entered. When I came out on the other side, I'm in New York. If somebody was reading that or was in that experience in Philip, he would say, Philip can lie. But it was not a lie. You are entitled to your belief. I'm entitled to my experience. I'm entitled to my experience. Look, look, the Bible is a document of miracles, signs, and wonders. If we believe the Bible, we will have signs, wonders, and miracles in our lives. These signs, we follow them that believe. I believe. Those kind of things happen in my life. Say, they happen in my life. They happen. I expect them to happen. Glory to God. They happen. Oh, what if you are living in Jonah's day? Jonah is traveling and is taking off. God sent him to Nineveh. He said, no, he's not going. He tells his wife, I'm going to Tarshish. I'm going to Tarshish. Tarshish is a shorter distance. I'm going there. And then she didn't hear from him for 3 days. Then he comes back. Say, where are you? Say, a fish swallowed me. Hey. Hey. Pastor B, your wife will say, let's go and see the fish. Let's go and see the fish, oh. Let's go and see the fish. You know, as you say, so where does she live? Let's go and see the fish. Do you have a number? Let's dial her. Because naturally it is unbelievable. Are you with me? But my brother and sister, God did it as a sign. Has God stopped doing signs? No. He decided to put a man inside a fish and leave him there for 3 days. Keep him alive by his power. And say to a generation that the same way Jonah was in the belly of the fish, that's how Jesus will be in the belly of the earth and will resurrect again alive. A sign. There are many of such signs in scripture. It's to get the attention. And in the name of Jesus, in this generation, we'll see more signs. Gen Z needs to see signs. They need to see signs. So they know that, hey, these things are true. That someone can walk into a meeting with cross eyes and the eyes will straighten. Somebody they've told you have 2 weeks to live. The person is alive 10 years after. Do you know in scriptures Hezekiah? All right? A king. He was told to put his house in order. He will surely die. Likely he even had some symptoms on him to show that he was going to die. Then he says, I'm coming. And he goes to turn his face toward the wall and pray to God. Now, he is already initiating the priesthood by praying. But now God comes through him, through this prophetic. He sends Isaiah that he has sent before. Go back and tell him that I'm adding 15 more years. So imagine Hezekiah comes to tell you that I'm going to live for 15 more years. Listen, a while for you. Why are you believing all those things? Nobody has control of when they will live or die. As he told, and he didn't, he lived for the 15 years. Yeah. I believe in signs and wonders. I expect signs and wonders. Glory to God. Yeah. There's so many things. Manna fell from heaven. Some people are trying to pray. You cannot decide what God should be doing and what God should stop doing. Say, God doesn't throw manna again. Please, pastors and ministers, be careful about the utterances you make. God doesn't throw manna from heaven again. No. Teach them the word of God. Stop trying to come up with what you think God will do or not do. Our minds are too small to think of what God will do and what God will not do. Amen. Ah, that kind of thing cannot happen. It is happening. We had a sister in our university days that was ill and she didn't sit for an exam. Accounting. Her result came out. Did you hear me? Now, this is not to make you not write your exam. No. No, understand it. But that kind of thing happens. She didn't sit for the exam. She didn't bribe anybody. She didn't go to look for anybody. They came and said, ah, congratulations, you had a B. I can't remember if it was a B or so, but it was a high one. Either a B or an A. She said, me? Say yes, I saw your name. And she goes there and her result is there, but she did not write the exam. Go and post it's a lie on Facebook. She's using the results. At sin, see, years ago, we were in a youth fellowship. Sit down for a moment. We're in a youth fellowship, right? And I had this experience. The youth fellowship was starting a church, praise the Lord, starting Sunday services. My parents are also pastors. So they said, if they start a Sunday service, you will not be part of the church. No problem. So they started Sunday service. My parents took me to church. As a teenager, they took me to church. And then I followed them to church. But right there, I would be thinking, by now, Brother Susan so will be the one taking this prayer. By now, my heart was there. Praise the Lord. Because that's where it was happening. And that was it. I stayed true, obeyed that I should be here. But I was just thinking about. That was all. I didn't pray, nothing. Then, during the week, I meet one of the leaders. And then he says, wow, Sunday was great. Thank God you were there. I said, no, I was not there. He said, no, I saw you. I said, no, I wasn't there. Then he called somebody else. He said, wasn't he there? They said he was there. All of them, till today, they said where I was sitting, but I was not there. How do you explain that? Okay, let me just share one. The one I can share. Let me share something with you. Years ago, I would have been between the ages of 19 and 21. I went to a friend's house to visit him. And while I was in his house, he has a lot of Kenneth Hagin books. And if you, in those days, I couldn't buy all the Kenneth Hagin books. So if you had the Kenneth Hagin books, you were my friend. So I was in his house, and the books are his dad's books. So he can't give them to me, but he can allow me to read them at home. So we gisted and so on and so forth. So I sat there and was reading one of the books. As I was reading it seated, I fell into a trance. It happened in 2 or 3 seconds. That was the first time I was having that kind of experience in my life. I fell into a trance. My spirit left my body. I'm waiting for it is a lie. My spirit left my body and traveled. I was in Port Harcourt City. I was somewhere on Airport Road. My spirit left my body, flew over, and came to Ngboba NTA Road. Somebody was to have an accident. I helped the person and went back to my body. That was the first time it was happening to me. I didn't know what it meant. So I got back from where I went to, and then somebody said, did you hear something happened here today? The person actually was a relative of mine. He said, this person was coming back and was crossing the road and fell in the middle of the road. It's just God that helped to, that the person went away and car did not hit the person. It was me that came. You talk about signs and wonders. Listen, there will be happenings in our lives that it will be difficult for you to explain what went on. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I open to you a new dimension of signs, wonders, and miracles. I open to you a new dimension of signs, wonders, and miracles. By the authority of heaven, I say, come up hither. By the authority of heaven, I say, come up hither. And immediately you are in the spirit. And you start seeing what you didn't see before. You start hearing what you didn't hear before. In the name of Jesus. Sit down for a moment. What is the prophetic? Most of the time, we always think about the prophetic as the predictive. There's someone here, there's someone here. The prophetic is broader than that. That's just an aspect of the prospect of the prophetic. The prophetic, I've shared with you before, and I'll say it so you understand it. The most important thing about the prophetic is the interpretative expressions of the prophetic. How God gives the believer, how God gives us interpretations of circumstances and situations is through the prophetic. Are we together? The prophetic is the custodian of the templates of God for different situations. So, the prophetic is the release of the power of God to cause situations and circumstances to align or realign with the principles of God and the purposes of God. That means that there are certain things that God had instituted to happen in a particular way. It's going out of order. God will introduce the prophetic to put it back, because the prophetic knows how it is supposed to be. That means the order in the supernatural, in the realm of the spirit, the prophetic is responsible for instituting order. Amen. Are you with me? When you understand that, it changes how you approach the prophetic. So today, as I'm speaking, the power of God will be released into your life. Amen. There are circumstances happening to you that are contrary to the purpose of God for you. It will be straight. It will realign. Amen. By words of power. Amen. It will realign. There are situations in your life that are going contrary to the original plan. Then the prophetic is introduced to straighten it out. It is because of the prophetic that mountains are made low and valleys are raised. Amen. Mountains are made plain. Glory to God. So there are disruptions that are going on in some of your lives today. As I'm speaking, those disruptions are now being aligned. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Something is being straightened out as I'm speaking. Amen. As I'm speaking, something is being straightened out. That woman that couldn't pay her bills, everything about destiny was in disorder until the prophet showed up and rearrange her life. Today, be rearranged. In your relationship and marital life, Makonia Tosia, let there be a rearrangement. In your ministry, Keparatia, let there be a rearrangement. I need a handkerchief. In your family, let there be a rearrangement. As I'm speaking, it's rearranging itself. It's rearranging itself. As I'm speaking, it's rearranging itself. As I'm speaking, it's rearranging itself. Until it will fall how it is supposed to be. When you leave convention, you discover that it is now how it's supposed to be. Sit down. The prophetic is what gives context. That means sometimes something is out of context with God's plan. The prophetic gives you the context. This is actually what's going on. You know, sometimes you could see something like, oh, they called me, they promoted me. It's a prophetic that will tell you it's not promotion, it's trap. Giving you the right interpretation, the context. What is actually going on? Do you know that when Simon Peter was in the upper room with 120, and people gathered and said, what is this? These people are mad. All of them are speaking in tongues. He came and gave the interpretation of what's going on. This is that which was spoken about the prophet Joel, that in the latter days I will pour out my... He gave context. Amen. Context. So it was through the prophetic that context is given. Today, In that situation of yours, context, receive context. 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 That means you will interpret it right. You will, this how it exactly is. You interpret it right. There are times where you look at, you thought you understood it. If the prophetic is not introduced, that way will be the way that cement writes. The prophetic is what shows you the right way. Today, receive the right way. 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 In the name of Jesus. So through the prophetic, we get context. Right context. Right context. Oh, now I see. Now I see. Now I see. Now I see what's actually going on. Oh, I understand what is happening. As I'm talking, you are understanding what's going on. In your family, you understand what's going on. In your business, you understand what's going on. Concerning your destiny, now you're understanding what's going on. Why? The prophetic has come and is giving context. Sit down for a moment. Number two, the prophetic comes and gives contents. It means that there are certain things that has been delivered to you, but it is empty. You know, is this all? I don't understand though. I know God is doing something, but I'm not sure what. Then when the prophet shows up, it adds to it. Amen. Are you with me? All right? It adds to it. Contents. Amen. Remember that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And there was void. He filled the void. Today as I'm speaking, words of God are coming to you. Every void in your life is being filled. Content. The prophetic is giving you content, 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 substance, content, 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 in the name of Jesus. Number three, the prophetic, a lot of times in our functions and what we do, some you know, as believers, sometimes we have testimonies, but the ultimate plan of God has not happened. Are you with me? You could get a job in a place and they're paying you a good salary. But the ultimate plan of God was that business was going to take you abroad. But they're paying you fat salary. That's a testimony. But that's not the ultimate thing God wanted to do. So what does prophetic do? It brings completion. The prophetic brings what? Completion. It brings completion. Meaning that the things that are not yet complete, as you stay around it, boom, it will fix this area. Today, receive completion. Receive completion. Kemeti ataraba toni ados. Secreto maliatos. Zepreto siaraba. Receive completion. 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 Kepariato. Setete. 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 No! Completion. Hey! When we are done today, there will be no space for anything apart from God's word in your life. There will be no space for anything apart from God's plan in your life. Sit down. So remember, the prophetic gives context, the prophetic gives content, and the prophetic gives completion. Some of you, for the first time, it will now be completed. What God started, He will finish. Whenever things start in your life and they always stop halfway, it is showing you the absence of the prophetic. Are you listening to me? If you are someone that, that's all. I started school, I did not finish. I started marriage, it did not work. I said, what is missing is the prophetic. The prophetic will come and bring completion. Because the ultimate plan of God is what the prophetic is after. As I'm speaking, it's happening in your home. It's happening in your business. It's happening with your children. In the name of Jesus. Hey, 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 hey. Laugh a little, low. Ha, 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 ha. Komara Theater. Lift your hands and say, I receive. Say, I receive. Kosila Batiyaras. Hey, sit down. Now, I come to the core of the message. The message is, he that receives a prophet, in the name of a prophet, shall receive a prophet's reward. That means that, hey, the prophetic is activated by how it is received. The reception determines the manifestation. So he said, he that receives. Then he said, he that receives a righteous man. That means that if he showed up, how did you receive him? In the onoma, in the Greek. In the onoma. Onoma is not just name. In the authority and character of a prophet. Shall receive a prophet's reward. That means that when you receive him as a prophet, it means that it is his mouth you are looking at. You are waiting for what he will say. Because you know that he came to say. The thing about the prophet is that he has ability to speak. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 11, he said, let him speak as the oracle of God. And let him do it with the ability which God giveth. Amen. That means there is an ability that the prophet has to speak words into your life. What was the prophet known as in the Old Testament? If you read 1 Samuel chapter 9, you read from verse 6 down to about 9. The Bible said that in the time past, this man that you now call prophet used to be called a seer. Amen. Are we together? All right, so let me just read the portion here. And he said unto him, behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and is an honorable man. All that he said cometh to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure he can show us our way that we should go. So this was Saul's story. Amen. And then Saul said to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there's not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we? Why? Because they have to receive him as a prophet. Look at verse 8. And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of God to tell us our way. Verse 9. This is why I brought you here. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer. Then he said, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Now, that means that there are two things in the prophetic. The speaking and the seeing. A prophet is a speaking seer. A prophet is a seeing speaker. So, there's a speaking and there's a seeing. I'll say it again. A prophet is a speaking seer and a prophet is a seeing speaker. In some prophetic functions, the seeing is stronger than the speaking. In some other functions, the speaking is stronger than the seeing, but the two merge in what makes a prophet. Are you listening to me today? Now, what does it mean to receive a prophet in the name, in the onoma, in the name, in the authority, in the character of a prophet? What does it mean? That scripture was quoted in Matthew 10:41. Amen. Today, may you be the one that receives the prophet in the name of the prophet. Because the scripture was elevating something that many people don't take seriously. He called it the prophet's reward. The Greek word for reward there is mistos. Mistos is the wages, the pay that God has allowed the prophet to pay people's lives. Now, what is the prophet's reward? I'll show you two things that are the prophet's reward. And never again will you function without that prophet's reward in your life. Context. Matthew 10:41 is where we read, right? Let's go to verse 11, amen, of Matthew 10. I'll read down to 15. I will show you what the prophet brings. In Matthew 10, he says, and Jesus was speaking. He said, into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. Verse 12. He now says, and when you come into an house, that means the prophet has his protocol. Hey, Yabakatu Yarabaya. There is a protocol. The prophetic has a protocol. Jesus was showing the disciples prophetic protocol. He said, when you come into an house, salute it. Today, I salute you in the name of Jesus. He said, salute it. Salute it. Salute it. Salute it. When you come, salute it. Then he said, and if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. No, understand. He didn't say, if the house is worthy, your peace will come. He said, you, let your peace. You are the one that will let it. If the house be worthy, let your peace. There is a peace I carry. Let your peace come upon it. If it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. That means the release of the peace is one of the rewards of the prophets. That meaning that there might be chaos in your home. Then the prophet shows up and he will bring peace. There will be disorder in a situation. The reward of the prophet is that he can come and institute order in that area that there was disorder. Are we together? He said, if they do not receive it, let it return to you. Now, he said, and whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words. That means that one of the ways to show they received you is that they heard your words. Anybody that stopped hearing your words has cut off from the prophetic reward upon your life. Anyone that stopped hearing your words, he has disconnected from the prophetic reward that is upon your life. Whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust off your feet. Praise the Lord. Shake off the dust off your feet. What? Verse 15. Then he said, verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Why? Because, see, Satan doesn't like it where you nearly escaped him. It's either you escape or you don't even call for help in the first place. If you call for help and then you didn't take the help, Satan will make sure that he puts you in a position where you will never even have the opportunity to call for help again. The prophet showed up, but you didn't receive the peace. Amen? Are you with me? You didn't receive the peace. You didn't receive the peace. He said to be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah. That means the kind of thing that happened to them. Listen to me, as Christians and believers, the prophet comes with that reward of peace, of order, to institute order in your space. Glory to God. Are you with me? That's number one of the prophet's reward. Number two of the prophet's reward, for sake of time, is in Isaiah 44 or thereabouts, where he says that he confirmeth the words of his servants. Is that what it says? And the counsel of his messengers. Do you know what that means? He didn't say he confirmeth God. No, the word of his servant. Have you not seen where Moses was? I'm going to use a deliberate word, advising God. God wanted to destroy Jesus. Moses said, why do you want to do that? If you destroy them, they will say it was because he couldn't say it. God said, okay, it's true. God was listening to the counsel of his messenger. Isaiah 44:26, that confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messengers, that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah he shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Now, what's the second thing about the reward of the prophet? This will shock you. And it has been in scripture all through. That one of the things about the prophet is the authority he has to reward men on behalf of God. The prophet has the authority to reward men on behalf of God. You know how an ambassador in a country can say, oh, since we came to set up the, what do you call their house now? No, there's a name they call it, consulate, yes, in this country. Since we came to set up, these people have been helping us. These people have supported us. We want to give them awards. He can give an award on behalf of America, is that not so? To an individual that is a Nigerian that has supported their cause. And that award is recognized in America. In the same way, a man of God, because of how he was received, could say, God, this guy treated me well. Let him be happy. And heaven will say, yes, let him be happy. That's the prophet's reward. Today, I come with the prophet's reward. I come with the prophet's reward. Rise to your feet today. I come with the prophet's reward. I bring peace. As I'm standing here, I'm in your house. As I'm standing here, I'm in your family. As I'm standing here, I'm in your business. As I'm standing here, I'm in your territory. And I said, peace! Jesus was on a boat that the wind and the seas came against the boat. Jesus woke up and said, peace be still. Every circumstance that has been shaking in your life before you came for faith-to-faith convention, even as we speak now, that situation is there. I stretch my hand in the name of Jesus. I stand in the authority of that name, Jesus. Peace be still. Brother, peace be still. Sister, peace be still. Family, peace be still. In the name of Jesus. every business here, peace be still. Every disorder, now back to order. Back to order. In the name of Jesus. And it is so. And it is so. And it is so. In the name of Jesus. Secondly, because you have received me in the name of a prophet, Lord, let miracles that will surprise us break out for everyone here today. Let everyone here that believes on the grace of God upon my life, in the next testimony they will share, let the word surprise be in the testimony. The word surprise will find its way into the next testimony that is breaking out in your life. Receive, 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 receive in the name of Jesus. Through the prophetic, the will of God is introduced into a situation. Anywhere in your life where the will of God has not been, I introduce the will of God now. I introduce the will of God now. Will of God, come into that home. Will of God, come into that life. In the name of Jesus. The prophetic. It also establishes the will of God. The will of God might have come in, but it has not been established. Today, let that will of God be established. Hey, Marata Yando Silabades. Je prende que ni anosianos. Pratinga talia no sabariatos. Merondo pratia talabaya. Distinguishing testimonies upon your head. Everybody will know we are not the same. They will know in your office you are not the same. You will know in your street you are not the same. Receive the distinguishing mark of signs, wonders, and miracles upon your life. Say, I am a Renaissance. We can say it better. Just say, I am Renaissance.
I am Renaissance.
Soon. What that will mean is that I am phenomenal. I am for signs and wonders. My case is different. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's what it means. Hey, this convention. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I end on this note. Get ready for holy coincidences. I just went there. They just gave me $10,000. I just greeted him and they promoted me. How did I get Canadian visa? Holy coincidences. Holy coincidences. Yes, I have a foreign passport. But I was just saying it. I was actually yabbing Canada. So I was saying that, why does Canada always copy America? That's what I was saying. That was the conversation. I was on my own. Then I now said, in America, those of us, we use what we call ESTA, Electronic System Travel Authorization. So we don't need a visa. So I was like, I'm sure that they will copy America. And I said, what do they call their own? And I saw ETA, ETA, Electronic Travel Authorization. I said, now why? They just remove S. And I said, let me be sure it is the thing. So I clicked on the site. It opened. And I clicked. Something happened, so I tried it. I said, let me see whether it is working. And I put my passport. I just pressing. I think click 4 or 5 times. Then I say, visa granted. I say, I've been the play. Oh. That's how it will happen for you. Holy coincidences. Holy coincidences. Holy coincidences. Holy coincidences. In the name of Jesus. Houses you didn't plan for will fall on your lap. Cars you didn't plan for. I know I'll soon marry you, but I didn't plan it to happen this year. It will not happen this year. Nations you didn't plan to travel to, the doors will open to you. Visas you didn't plan for, visas you didn't plan for, they will come to you. Alerts you did not plan for, you will receive. Today, I leave you with the prophet's reward. I call you blessed. I call heaven to put a smile on your face. And heaven says amen. Amen. And what do you say? Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message. Please, you can reach us via WhatsApp on 090-849-90878. You can also send us a message on info@faith2faithonline.org. For more messages, log on to our 24-hour radio platform at www.faith2faithradio.org. Join us this Sunday at Renaissance Assembly for a life transforming experience at Plot 5, Sania Battery Road, GRA Phase 3, Port Harcourt. First service 8:30 a.m. and second service 10:30 a.m. Renaissance Assembly, the church of the moment and the church of the future. God bless you.
Generation, individually, locally.